Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Lawsuit. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Natalia, I
Elise
have
Richardson.
Elsie Richardson. She wishes to file a claim for NEC. Can you take it from here?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, Elise, can you hear me okay?
I can.
All right, perfect. My name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit? Okay, I'll just ask you some questions here. Did you get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
No, okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with an attorney for this matter?
Affirmative.
Okay, and was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
A loved one.
A loved one, okay. And who are we speaking about?
My son, Xavier Sneed.
Uh-huh, your son. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. How is he doing today?
He's okay.
He's doing okay? All right. And how old is he today?
He's 8.
He's 8, okay. All right, and what is his date of birth?
January 7th, 2016.
January 7, 2016. Okay. Was he fed baby formula in the hospital where he was born?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What was the brand? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was Similac NeoSure.
Similac NeoSure. Okay. And then did he experience gastrointestinal problems after drinking the formula?
Yeah, he had stomach pain.
Stomach pain. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did he have any surgeries at all?
He did laparotomy, I think, or laparotomy. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Oh, okay. It sounds like the laparotomy surgery. It was a exploring to see what was going on.
Right.
Okay. Laparotomy surgery. Okay. And then what injuries did he have, you know, for this after the NEC diagnosis? Did he have any holes in the intestines, any scarring, any severe infections?
No, he, like I said, he just had stomach pain. There was like his vomit was a weird color, like kind of a greenish color. There was blood and poop, and he had some breathing issues.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, I'll make some notes here. So green vomit, bloody stools, and problems breathing. Okay, and then today, is he sensitive to any foods? Does he have, like, a sensitive stomach?
He does have a sensitive stomach. It's mostly to vegetables that were kind of making him gassy.
Gassy, okay, so bowel problems. Okay, and do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis or the injuries?
I do. It's just been so long. Like I said, he's 8. I'm not sure where they are.
Uh-huh. That's okay. But you are able to request them if needed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then what was the date of diagnosis?
I believe it was January 22nd of 2016, that same year he was born.
Mm-hmm. Okay, January 22nd. Okay, and was he diagnosed with NEC before given formula or afterwards?
No, after.
After, okay. How long after being fed the formula? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
I think it was longer.
Mm-hmm. After 7 days.
Yeah.
Okay. So when did he start getting fed baby formula?
In the hospital. So when we were still in the hospital when he was being fed the NeoSure.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so was he fed as soon as he was born or days after? Did he ever get breastfed or was it just baby formula?
No, he was never breastfed. It was just baby formula.
Baby formula. Okay. So from the time he was born. And then when did he stop using that formula?
We stopped. Let me see. definitely stopped after he was diagnosed. I'm not sure if it was right before, but I know it definitely stopped right after he was diagnosed on that 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I can put after the diagnosis was when he stopped using the formula. So from January 7th to January 22nd. So let me see. So about 15 days he used the formula.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, 15 days. Okay, and what was the name of the hospital where he was born?
Hillcrest Hospital.
You said Newcrest?
No, I'm sorry, Hillcrest, H-I-L-L.
Oh, Hillcrest.
H-I-L-L-E-S-T, yeah.
Okay, where is that located?
It's in Mayfield Heights. Do you need the address?
Mayfield Heights. Let me see. I can look. Yeah, if you know the address, you can provide it, or I can look it up.
Yeah, he's still there. 6780 Mayfield Road.
Uh-huh.
And that's in Mayfield Heights, Ohio, 44124.
Okay, in Mayfield Heights, Ohio. Perfect. Okay. I did look it up here. It says, I have Cleveland Clinic, Hillcrest Hospital. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Okay, and then was he diagnosed in the same hospital where he was born, or was he transferred somewhere else?
No, he was diagnosed in the same hospital.
Okay. Okay, and then you are the mother filing on his behalf today?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And do you have authority to sign on his behalf, meaning is your name on his birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. How many weeks pregnant were you when he was born?
I was 28 weeks. So he was born at 28 weeks.
Okay, at 28 weeks.
Yeah.
And was he diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you leave and come back?
No, he was still in the hospital.
Still in the hospital? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then we mentioned date of birth. It was January 7, 2016. Okay. So he just turned 8 years old this year?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And are you able to provide a birth certificate if needed?
Sure.
Yep. Okay. And besides your son, did you have any other friends or family members who were affected by NEC while using baby formula?
Not that I know of.
No. Okay. No problem. Can you confirm the gender of your child?
Male.
Okay. And then what is his full name? Can you spell it for me?
Yes. Xavier. You want his middle name?
Uh-huh.
Amir, A-M-I-R.
Uh-huh.
Sneed is his last name, S-N-E-E-D.
Okay. All right. And his social security number?
Give me 1 second.
Uh-huh. No problem. Take your time.
I used to know it by heart. feel like I know it, but I don't want to say the wrong thing because that's a serious number to be getting wrong. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No problem. Take your time.
Sorry, I'm at work, so I don't have, like, the documents in front of me. So I have to, like, go through a bunch of different avenues and securely get it. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. That's fine. Or do you know the last four?
I know the last four is 2826.
2826?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think, yeah, we can do the last four for now. So for the intake, I'll put the last four, but the attorneys will call you in a few days just to review everything. If you find it later, you can provide the whole social, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Let's see. And then I have your name here, Elise Richardson. Do you have a middle name?
Yeah, my middle name is Nichelle with an N, N-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Okay, Nichelle. Okay, and your date of birth?
02/28/1998.
02/28, you said?
Correct.
1998, okay, and then your social?
295-025473.
Okay, perfect. And then I have an email. I have EliseRichardson98@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then your phone number, 216-618-7575?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is smartphone.
Smartphone. Okay, perfect. After we move forward for the intake here, I'll send you a document to sign electronically through email or text message. Are you able to open email on your phone?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, perfect. And then what is your full mailing address?
3763 Covington Road.
Can you spell that for me?
Sorry. C O V as in Victor, I N G. T-O-N.
Okay. Road. Covington Road, okay.
Yeah, South Euclid, Ohio.
South Euclid, Ohio. Okay, perfect. And then zip code, is it 44121?
Correct.
Okay. And is there a unit number or anything?
No, it's a residential address.
Okay, residential, okay. All right, and your full name as it appears on Xavier's birth certificate, is it Elise Richardson?
I believe it's Elise Michelle Richardson. Hold on, let me just...
Uh-huh.
It's Elise Michelle Richardson.
Okay, Elise Michelle Richardson, got it. And were there any issues during the pregnancy, anything like hypertensive disease, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, tobacco or drug use, or HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay, none of the above. Okay, and was your child diagnosed while he was in the NICU or the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately, what were the dates that he was in the NICU?
I'm sorry. I'm still looking. I was still looking for that darn social security number. I'm sorry. What did you say? I'm sorry, Natalia. I got kind of sidetracked by that.
It's okay. So for the NICU dates, when was he admitted to the NICU and when was he discharged?
He was admitted into the NICU. I know he was in there for a good 60 days. I know he was discharged around March 8th.
March 8th of 2016?
Yeah. I don't remember the exact date he went in there.
Was it right after he was born or after he was diagnosed? You said 60 days?
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like...
So I'm thinking definitely right after he was born.
Yeah, right after he was born. Okay, so he was born January 7, 2016, placed in the NICU, and then discharged in March. Okay, that sounds about right, 60 days.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what was his birth weight?
He was 3 pounds.
3 pounds exactly.
Yep, 3 pounds, you're watching.
Okay. All right. And then when did you first learn of the connection between the baby formula and the NEC?
Well, when he was diagnosed, I had no idea. You know, I seen the symptoms and I kind of just alerted the nurses that were taking care of us, and they ran their tests.
Okay, so right when he was diagnosed, you figured out there might have been a connection. Okay, and then we did discuss he had some symptoms, the green vomit, the diarrhea. Okay. And then there was a laparotomy surgery. When was he last treated for any of the NEC issues? What year?
Twenty sixteen.
2016? Okay.
Yeah.
So would you say it's accurate to put around March of 2016 when he was discharged?
Correct.
Yep. Okay, perfect. And then it was Cleveland Clinic Hillcrest Hospital. Do you remember the name of the doctors?
Yeah, his pediatrician, he was seeing Dr. Catherine Brown, Catherine with a K.
That's Kathryn.
No, Katherine.
Erin. Okay. Catherine Brown, that's Brown.
Correct.
Perfect. So, Dr. Catherine Brown. Okay, perfect. So, that's it for the questions here. The last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact in case something happens to you. If we can't reach you for an extended period of time, this will just prevent any disruptions in your case, and we just found it necessary so that they can get a hold of you. So for the emergency contact, do they live with you or do they live separate?
Yeah, I live with my mother.
Your mother. Okay, perfect. And what is her name?
Tiffany, Tiffany.
Tiffany. Okay, and her last name?
Martin.
Okay, Martins.
Just Martin, no S, Martin.
Oh, Martin. Okay, perfect. And then her phone number?
216-695-5673.
I heard 216-695-5673. Okay, perfect. And then she lives with you, so it's the same address, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's it for the intake here. So the next thing I'll do is I'll send you over that retainer agreement. You can put me on speaker now if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page. It'll be a quick DocuSign, so you'll see it on your email. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign, or they'll send you a text message as well, and then you just click on the link.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after that we'll be done, so it won't take too long.
Okay, I do have to get back to work.
I know. A lot of people are at work right now, so I get it. And then while you do that, I'll send you another text message with my direct desk line and then the number of the attorneys that will be representing you.
Alrighty, thank you so much.
Of course.
So you just told me a sign everywhere where it says sign here?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, there should be yellow boxes. It tells you where to sign, where to initial, all of that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and then just hit the finish button.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so I just got the notification. Everything is signed. Okay, so that's it for us today here. Elise, thank you for your patience and thank you for letting me help you today. Again, my name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist. I'll send you over that text message with my direct desk line. If you have any questions, you can call me or you can text me. And then the law firm that will be representing you, their name is Pulaski. And I'll also send that in the text with the phone number, okay? So just give them about 5 days, 5 business days to review the documents, and then they'll reach out to you if they need more information and to let you know what to expect next, okay?
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much, ma'am. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.